Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, not funny. It's not funny. This is a serious story. This is a very serious story. Every now and then we hear of artillery, World War II, bomb, shell, something being found, World War I even. Don't hear a lot of that, but in Europe you might hear of some grenades that are found and people calling the authorities going, I don't want to touch it. I don't know if it's alive. I don't know if it's... That. So people who aren't really comfortable with artillery and stuff, they freak out. Good, don't touch it. Call the authorities. But there was an evacuation that happened at a French hospital because a gentleman walked in with a World War I artillery shell in his rectum. Not making this up. New York Post is reporting, Daily Mail, multiple outlets are reporting that the hospital had to evacuate because of a bomb threat. He didn't do it to start a war. He was not, I believe, on the side of the Germans during World War I, right? This was not a final hurrah, right, for a war that ended over a century ago. But it appears it was for sexual gratification. It's just he seemed to find a World War I shell to be applicable for that. I would not. That would not be a choice I would recommend to any patients. And he's French. He's 88 years old, and he had a World War I bomb inserted in the rectal part of his intestines, the colon. Of course, the doctors thought that the shell would explode, so they had to get the bomb squad. Sorry, this is not funny. It's not funny. Don't laugh. This is serious stuff. Stuff like this comes into the hospital. You got to have a straight face. You got to take care of the stuff that comes. I've had patients with things in their rectum. You just fix it. Causing a evacuation and a bomb scare and needing, you know, World War I coverage, if any reporters are even still alive and they aren't, it does start to kind of, you know, make you scratch your head going, what the hell is going on? Now, I was fascinated by this because I love antiques. I only have maybe one or two things from the World War I era. I got some stuff from the World War II era, but man, if I could get my hands on anything from World War I, I would. And even this, I mean, I'd clean this up, of course, first, but this is fascinating. What an artifact. But anyway, his arrival sparked this bomb scare. Hospital officials thought the antique explosive could detonate. According to French news organization Var Martin, the hospital is Sainte-Musse in Toulon. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Bomb squad determined there was little risk of the shell exploding inside the man. The man said he did insert it for sexual pleasure. He's 88 years old. And I mean, good for him for still enjoying sex at his age. I don't think I would use anything that could be interpreted as a weapon. I just don't see how that would be pleasurable. So the emergency occurred at 9 to 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. It did require the intervention of the bomb disposal personnel and evacuation of adult and pediatric emergencies, as well as the diversion of incoming emergencies. I'm not making this up. They did have to manage the risk in a reactive framework, and then they took all precautions. They were able to surgically remove the object. Detonation experts were there to put them at ease. And can you imagine scrubbing into surgery and you using tools? You know, basically, these things are able to be extracted fairly easily. It's just when we're, you know, most of us doctors do not train on World War I weaponry. So I did take care of some World War I soldiers in my training who were still alive, but didn't really get any sort of tutelage on what to do if you come across any sort of shell that might have been from World War I that could be in somebody's body. So kudos to these doctors for handling it. They believe that the bomb was a collector's item from the First World War. It was commonly used by the French military, so it was French artillery, not German, in the 1900s. And they were able to remove the shell, had to make a small incision, and they dislodged it. It was 8 inches long, more than 2 inches wide. Patient is recovering well, is in good health. And I don't even think he's embarrassed. You know, if I was 88 years old, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's going to joke about this with his buddies. I don't think he's, he's even embarrassed about this. But, you know, as a physician, people make jokes on TV shows and in movies about things like that. But as a physician, I could tell you, using rectal devices is very, very common. Some of my friends were talking about white elephants, and they thought that, you know, they would maybe, you know, do a butt plug as their gift, you know, and then they see, you know, who wants it. And, you know, and it's like, guys, you know, I get that, you know, it's okay, we try to keep sex out of the white elephant, but white elephants where you buy a present and then you... whoever opens it, if they want to keep it, they keep it. But if the next person opens a present and wants yours, they can take it. And it kind of goes down the line where the last person that opens the presents gets like the best deal of it all. But keep in mind that the rectum, and I'm doing a little story on this for you guys. The tissue is very, very delicate. And we talk about how the breakdown of that tissue could put people at risk for infection, fissures, hemorrhoids, cancer. One of the reasons why we tell you guys to eat a lot of fiber is because the longer your stool is sitting there with the nitrates and the food colorings and the additives, the more it could irritate and inflame the lining. So something like a World War I bomb is not going to be very beneficial for your rectal health. And I understand there's stimulation, there's a lot of nerve endings there. Just, you know, I would really, if at all this is something you're interested in, make sure you discuss it with the doctor, because there are some things that we do recommend for the safety of it. Lubricants. Many people try and avoid the lubricants, and I got to tell you, that is a must. But thank God, all clear. Kids brought back to the hospital. Ventilators put back on. No more World War I explosives coming in. 1-877-DOCTOR. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so many of you guys are getting ready to travel and see your family. And I'm excited for you guys. I'm not traveling. I have a pretty bad weekend ahead of me in terms of busyness, a lot of people sick. I have been seeing patients. I am going to continue to see patients. I've got a good weekend in terms of my anniversaries coming up, and I'm going to see family and things like that. But in terms of work, it's going to be busy. And I am anticipating, because of the storm, we're going to have a lot of individuals who are at home, stuck, ill, can't drive in the storm to get to their doctor. And so I'm going to do the best I can over the phone. I'm licensed in multiple states, so I do the best I can. But, you know, I've had people with chest pain, appendicitis, car accidents, worsening COVID. There's only so much we could do. So it's going to be a rough weekend. But for those of you guys who do get to get out of Dodge, get to see the family, I am excited for you. We are a little nervous about this storm and what could happen in terms of cancellations. So yesterday, there was, I believe, 6,400 delays, 3,600 cancellations global, 492 flights yesterday that were canceled. Today, we're at about 295 flights getting canceled within the United States, in and out of the United States, but that'll involve either domestic or United States delays, about 1,900. The numbers that are going to be coming up on this weekend are sadly going to get worse. And so, you know, I just want to give you guys some, you know, advice here. 12 cities across the plains, Midwest, Northeast are facing the worst of this weekend's quote-unquote bomb cyclone. 18 inches of snow and blizzards. This can cause frostbite within just 10 minutes. I think even less. Some of you might notice within minutes that you're not doing that well. And so I get a little nervous because you're warm. And this has happened to me. I'm warm on the inside. I see some snow. I see some people laughing. They're in a jacket. They look good. I put on a jacket, and I don't realize that it's more of a slicker versus a big winter coat. And then I find my ears starting to hurt. I find my nose starting to go numb. Somebody says my lips turn blue, and it's not, and people underestimate that. Remember there was an Olympian earlier this year who froze his penis, his frostbite. This was the Finnish skier Remy Lindholm, suffered frostbite while he was competing in the 2022 Winter Olympics. 24 years old, he was just competing, and he was dressed, but not dressed warm enough, such that when he did the 50-kilometer event, that lasted about an hour, 16 minutes, he suffered severe frostbite. Frostbite is where cold temperatures affect your skin, underlying tissues, and it will look like and act like a burn. What ends up happening is your body is so worried about the heart, worried about the brain, that it will shunt blood from the extremities to the central part of your body. It doesn't care about your fingertips. It doesn't care about your ears. It doesn't care about the tips of your nose or the tips of your toes. Its job is to keep you alive. So when you're going to be cold, if you're going to be cold, its job is to keep that heart warm and that brain warm as long as possible. And so you're going to get some vasoconstriction to have less blood going to the fingertips. And if you've ever seen, and I wrote a piece on this and I'll publish another one, it literally looks like somebody's, you know, fingers are frozen or completely blackened or charred because the tissue starts to die. You'll still live with amputated fingers and feet. And I had a friend in high school whose sister, it was a very famous case in Arizona, where a sister and a friend were going to go on a ski weekend. And somehow they took a wrong turn. Something happened. They got stuck in the snow and they had to survive in the snow for a week. Or they had to survive in their car. They suffered frostbite and lost their feet, toes. It was so tragic, and this happened in the 80s. And that was them trying to sit in their car and keep warm. So symptoms of frostbite can, first degree is where you look kind of pale. And I know everybody looks pale when they're outside and it's snowy and it's gray outside. But, you know, have somebody take a look at you and see. You can also lower your eyelid. And if the eyelid doesn't look nice and, you know, red and rosy, and it looks more pale, that's a sign of pallor. Your skin could go white, red, or blue. You could get tingling, numbness, a prickly feeling, or you might actually feel cold. That's first-degree frostbite. Second degree is where your lips start to turn blue. You have more prominent skin color change, more pallor. Your skin may start looking waxy. You might actually start getting blisters, stinging, swelling, burning sensation. And then third degree is severe. This is where you can have permanent tissue damage, and you could have blue skin, gray skin, black skin, severe blisters, numbness. It could also damage nerves. So the problem is that some people might not be able to feel that they're having severe frostbite because they're so numb. And then they don't realize they're numb. Another issue is many times people who are going through hypothermia and low temperatures may start taking off their clothes and feel hot because of the prickliness where the clothes is uncomfortable. And right before people die of hypothermia, oftentimes they'll take off all their clothes. So when first responders find somebody naked in the desert, oftentimes we consider hypothermia as a result because it's something some people do. So what do we do for frostbite? Well, you got to be careful. Don't put them under hot water. You could do warm water because remember, hot water, the skin is already sensitive and the hot water could just be too strong. So warm water. If the skin is damaged, you obviously any form of frostbite, get to a hospital right away. But if you're stuck because of the snowstorm, try to warm up as much as possible. Stay out of the snow, the cold, whatever you could do until you could get a first responder or you could get seen. If it's mild, we might use some antibiotics. Sometimes we might have to use anti-clotting agents. Sometimes we'll use hyperbaric oxygen to try to push oxygen to those parts of the body that lost oxygen. A lot of pain medication and then physical therapy. So you got to prevent hypothermia and frostbite. So try to avoid the cold weather and outdoors. Purchase a generator in case the power goes out. That's the big thing I'm worried about this weekend. The power could go out. Avoid staying in a vehicle that is indoors, like a garage or fuel-burning space heaters because of the risk of carbon monoxide. Try and wear multiple layers of clothing, extra pair of dry socks. Try not to get wet. Change your clothes if you work up a sweat, if you're working in the snow. A lot of us have medical conditions like low thyroid, or we take medications that could put us at risk of hypothyroid or frostbite. Try to avoid alcohol. Keep an eye on your buddies. So, you know, we're looking at a pretty, pretty rough weekend. Up to 18 inches could fall in some areas, some with strong winds of 55 miles per hour. There could also be snow and ice, black ice. My mom's uncle died in a car crash in Cleveland because was driving, didn't know that the road was iced over at night. The storm is expected to start today, strengthen through Thursday, and then chaos across Friday. Of course, Saturday is Christmas Eve. So wind chills could reach a minus negative 40. Frostbite could take hold within minutes. In Des Moines, they are facing a storm warning beginning Wednesday. That's going to go all the way until Saturday morning. Snowfall begins at the end of day today, continues through Thursday. It's going to be blizzardy. Wind gusts will blow 40 to 50 miles per hour. They're expecting wind chills to drop temperature below 40. The high is going to be 10 degrees, negative 10 overnight, but wind chill can drop it. Minneapolis, storm warning in effect over the Twin Cities from Wednesday through Thursday, with a storm watch carrying on till Thursday until Friday. Blizzard conditions to develop. 5 and 8 inches of snow are expected to fall. And that's where our GCN network is. These guys are troopers. So, still keeping the radio waves going for you guys. St. Louis will have issues. Kansas City, Missouri is going to have some plunging temperatures as well. Milwaukee, Chicago. Chicago's not looking good. 8 inches of snow are due through Friday morning. Accumulation after that, blizzard conditions, wind gusts of 55 miles per hour, and temperatures plunging below 30. Detroit, they're going to start getting rain. Then it's going to turn to snow. Got to watch out for black ice. Indianapolis, Buffalo. Man, didn't they have to move a game with Buffalo once because it was so bad? And then they played the last one, and people were throwing snowballs at the Miami Dolphins. But, yeah, we're expecting a rough weekend. Cleveland, New York. Be safe, guys. 1-877-GOT-GO.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update, 4,200 and counting. That's how many flights airlines in the USA have canceled today. The number of delays tracked by FlightAware tops 4,600. Snow is the issue at some airports, wind the biggest problem at others. Ice closed down all the runways at Seattle and Portland earlier today. The storm moves east where it's been raining, and that can be a problem, according to Greg Carbon at the National Weather Service.
Main concern is as the cold air moves across parts of the Northeast where they've seen a lot of rain, that you could see quick freezing on roadways, and that could become a real problem later this afternoon.
It's near Whiteout in Buffalo, New York. Lake Ontario could produce waves up to 37 feet. Atlantic City, New Jersey, several inches of water covers almost the entire Barrier Island. And power outages have affected at least 1.5 million people. They're having rolling blackouts around Memphis. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a common question I'm getting from you guys, which is completely valid, is why are doctors recommending experimental things? This has been a question that we got during COVID mandates, which I disagree with. Don't like the mandates, thought those were ridiculous. Didn't agree with us doing anything that had, you know, very sketchy data on, you know, what we knew about the COVID virus. Did not like the mandates with the vaccines, but doctors are recommending the vaccines. So people are asking why. Common question you guys have asked I got asked this even before when we were talking about experimental medications for cancer. Well, one such caller had actually asked me to remove my head out of my butt when it comes to vaccines and recommending things that we are, you know, are quote-unquote experimental. And that was nice of you. Thank you. Hell, thank you. I've never been able to put my head in my butt. But you need to realize when you guys, you know, kind of look at doctors as, okay, wait a second here. I need you to, you know, say these things are worthless or say these things are the holy grail. We can't, you're not going to get that from me. You're not going to get an absolute, look, you do this or you lose your job. This should be mandated. You're not going to get that from me. You're also not going to get from me, oh, this is bad, 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 bad. What you're going to get from me is the truth. We have things that we're still studying with long COVID. We still don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what the hell is going on with this virus, and I'm going to be honest about it. People don't like that. People don't like doctors not knowing. They want doctors to say, look, here it is. And many of you have been mad that I haven't supported the mandates. Many of you have been mad that I have supported getting vaccinated. Well, what do you guys expect me to do? I'm a doctor. All I can do, just like my predecessors have done in this field, is use whatever we have right now at our disposal to treat. And when penicillin first came out, you bet your butt, people were like, you want me to take a fungal derivative medicine for a strep? Oh, hell no. Well, now everybody's comfortable with penicillin. But at first, it freaked people out. I mean, in Civil War days, you had to amputate the leg, and which was a very scary thing for people. And doctors had to make a choice. Do I amputate the leg or let this man, this soldier, die from the infection? Well, will amputating my leg save my life? We don't know if the infection spread. We're going to do the best we can. And people get so mad. You know, and I love the call. Keep the calls coming. Keep the messages coming. You know, I welcome it. You know, we don't want to silence anybody here. If you want, you know, if you are like, look, I'm frustrated. I would rather you be frustrated and air that frustration with me than with your doctor who's, you know, trying to work as hard as they can and just give the best advice they can, in addition to having a medical board on their butts to make sure that they give, you know, the latest and the greatest from the CDC without wandering. And it's a very, very tough time for doctors, but I don't want anybody to feel sorry for us. You know, I have to do the best I can for you all. And so if I took a vaccine, I understand that vaccine has not been out for 50 years. I get that. The technology has been around for a while. But this particular vaccine has not been out for years. I get that. I took a chance. But that's my personal choice. If I have to give you guys recommendations, and the public officials are saying, look, this is what we have the data for. I am telling you this is what they have the data for. Can there be other data? Absolutely. And I've been giving you guys that data. If I think there's side effects that are related to the vaccines, you guys are hearing about it. People get so mad that I talk about vaccine side effects. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to pick one side. The side I'm going to pick is the patient. You guys deserve, you know, all information so that you can make a decision. But, you know, the one thing, though, that I am going to criticize is people getting criticized with me or any doctor for not knowing 100%. We've never known 100%. Hepatitis C, what I was in training, was called non-A, non-B hepatitis. We didn't even know it was going to be called hepatitis C at the time. Now we call it hepatitis C. I mean, it's always evolving. The science is evolving, and this is what I wanted Fauci to embrace. I wanted the CDC to embrace. If there was a study that said, look, the mask isn't protecting you 100% like they pretended, and in fact could be making it worse for some people, I want them to embrace that because the science is evolving. But that's not what public officials did. They said, if at all you question us on the mask, that's misinformation and you should lose your license. Well, I'm suggesting, can we change out the mask? Can we give them a better mask? Wearing the same mask all winter long? Probably not going to help. It's my job to give you guys the right information. Same thing with vaccines. If we are seeing that these vaccines, and there are studies showing that there is efficacy at preventing hospitalization, death, long COVID, that's fantastic. Am I telling you it's 100%? Nope. And I never will. There's very few things I would say is 100% in this world where you can count on it and it's going to be a given. Look at Tylenol with pregnant women. When I was practicing and delivering and training in OB, it was Tylenol is category A. You could give a pregnant woman as much Tylenol as she wants, any amount of Tylenol. And I'm like, are we sure? Tylenol is the safest thing. And look at how over the last few years, they're like, maybe it could be linked to some medical issues with the fetus. Nothing is 100%. We learn more. And sometimes the only way to learn more is having an open mind and listening to some of the other things that are out there. So, you know, somebody could say, but Dahlia, you are recommending medicines that are experimental. Okay. How many of you guys have jumped on the diabetic medication to lose weight? I've told you guys use caution. I don't know much about it. I understand some of you are losing weight with it. Power to you. But I'm still a little hesitant on that. I'll let the specialist recommend it. But we are using medications experimentally all the time. Viagra was not designed to be an erectile dysfunction drug. Those of you guys embraced Viagra pretty damn quickly once we realized that a medicine for pulmonary hypertension could extend erections. You guys embraced that pretty easily, pretty quickly. So I get, you want doctors. You don't like that doctors got politicized, and I get that too. I can't stand it. I can't stand seeing one doctor say one thing, another doctor say another. I'm like, can you please just have an open mind? Now, everybody has an opinion, and that's okay for doctors to have an opinion. You'll have two surgeons, and one will suggest one approach, and one will suggest another approach. But in terms of a virus that could have been tinkered with, that could have been could have been used as a bioweapon, could have mutated on its own in a lab because it was confined. The fact that we are facing still no confirmation, admission of what they did or what these scientists did or what the NIH did or what they knew, all we could do is guess. And so it is a guess. And you guys can hate me as much as you like in terms of, you know, saying, look, guys, this is all the information we have right now, but I don't have more information. So for me, I'm going to make the best decision for me and my patients, but it's going to be your choice. My job is to give you guys the education, and you decide. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So one of you had asked if I am aware of what is in the Retirement Security and Savings Act. If that's the thing that's like 4,000 pages long, nope. I don't know really much about it. I'm hearing that things are supposed to be changing and happening to our retirement account, which, you know, I talk a lot about on our show, how to prepare for the future and employees and employers and retirement and money and saving money. And so when I hear the government wants to kind of get involved with our 401ks, I get nervous. Anything the government touches, usually they mess up. Remember a couple weeks ago we heard that they were giving an all clear to our fund owners or managers to invest in green energy and stocks that would, you know, help a progressive agenda, when you know, usually those don't do that well, and aren't they supposed to make sure their people make money? I mean, listen, if everyone's going solar, then First Solar and FSLR, that ticker, that stock would do well. I mean, if you know, you but to kind of encourage us investing in some of these startups that are more green and progressive or woke, that starts to make you a little nervous. And apparently, if you aren't aware, you're going to either have to opt out. That was, I think, one of the suggestions in this bill. You guys could correct me on that. So, you know, if for those of you that invest and go, you know what, my manager's got this, they've, you know, never done me wrong. Now that there's changes, we don't know if there's, in this 4,000-page bill, incentives or penalties for, you know, there being an overlooking of some of the more woke causes and startups. You guys would know more than that. Just, you know, have conversations with your fund managers and know exactly where your money's going so you're comfortable with it. If that's what you want, if you're very, very comfortable with, yeah, I mean, I personally would definitely invest in any sort of, told you guys there's a couple stocks that would be involved, companies that would be involved with all the charging stations. I think that would probably be a good way to go as we're moving towards electric. But if there's other companies that you know, the left wants to help, that's nice of them, but that should be made aware to anybody owning a retirement account and knowing where their money goes. I know a lot of us are like, hands up in the air, you got this, we trust you, do your best. But you might want to kind of keep an eye on this. So, the Retirement Security and Savings Act is going to impose automatic enrollment into retirement plans at up to 10% of pay. This would allow Americans, more of them, to own retirement accounts. Low to moderate income households will be given $1,000 deposits from the government. The bill will increase the age for required minimum distribution from 72 to 75, allowing older workers to accrue more wealth into their accounts. It's supposed to remove several barriers over rainy day savings accounts and does away with a lot of penalties for early withdrawals due to emergencies. Now, when you hear that sounds nice. I can't stand the fact that if I try to access my 401, there's a lot of penalties, there's, you know, more of a tax burden, so that sounds nice. But, again, 4,000 pages in this bill? Congress is expected to pass it. Is that the one, or is it the stimulus bill that's 4,000 pages? I thought this was the one that had it in it. So the Retirement Security and Savings Act had its final draft published yesterday. It's going to see government give workers with low to moderate income $1,000 annually to their retirement accounts starting in 2027. It will raise the age for required withdrawals. Some of you, I guess, have accounts where you can't just keep it in there indefinitely. You have to withdraw it. You could wait now till 75 from 72. You could save up to $2,500 in a rainy day account that you could then access if you need to. The bill is expected to pass Congress. The proposed changes come as Fidelity Investments reported that an average retirement savings has plummeted 23% from a year ago. Of course, many people are a little nervous as to, you know, why. the Biden administration probably was not the best for our retirement accounts. Neither was the Obama administration. Luck of the draw, when Trump came in, stock market went up. But we hope that at the end of Biden's presidency, this next year, we'll start seeing things go back up. But Biden is pushing to allow retirement accounts to invest in woke ESG funds. That makes people nervous as well. So U.S. Senators Rob Portman, an Ohio Republican, and Ben Cardin, a Maryland Democrat, had created a bipartisan bill to expand the number of Americans participating in retirement plans. So this automatic enrollment would be for employees starting in 2025 between 3% and 10% of pay. Now, I'm a little unclear as to how much employers are putting into this. So retirement accounts are fantastic in that you could put your salary into this account. You could decide how much if you want to. If you need your whole paycheck, you know, minus taxes, you could do that. But if you want to put money away for retirement, it's great. The squirreling method is, I think, one of the best methods to have money ready for your, available for your future. A match, the employer match, is something that I'm not exactly sure what's in this. If the employer has to match, if you work for somebody who will match and you could put up to 10% of your pay, every paycheck, then they would have to match that. That sounds wonderful for the employee, but that could be horrible for any small business owner or employer, because that's a lot of money. So we'll see what happens with that. Older workers will be allowed to make catch-up contributions to their retirement accounts. Anyone over 50 could deposit up to $7,500 a year. Now, many of you are skeptical about putting that kind of money into a retirement account. Some of you are finding that there might be better forms of investment. From what I understand, over the long course of time, mutual funds, index funds, retirement accounts do well. And they're why so many people have a nest egg. But I also understand times are changing. And for those of you that have spoken out to me saying, look, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the recession. I don't trust the spending. I don't trust what's happening in terms of national security. I think the stock market's going to tank. I don't know if I want to put my money into the stock market or retirement accounts or mutual funds or anything that is related to this economy. I get that. That's why, as long as you can make money, that's one thing. But if there's a risk of losing it, I understand the hesitancy. The bill is restructuring tax credits available to low to moderate income workers to allow people to earn an extra $1,000 annually in their retirement accounts. So if you earned less than $71,000 or less and contribute $2,000 to your retirement accounts, you could get a matching 50% government deposit. The rule used to apply to those with income tax liability, meaning they owed funds to the IRS, but now I guess this would be open. I'm still very confused by it. So, you know, the rainy day fund is probably the one thing I really like about this, is where workers could save up to $2,500 in rainy day Roth accounts. If we need to tap into this money, the money would be tax-free and void of the 10% penalty that used to be previously imposed. Penalty-free withdrawals is something nice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.